Farmers have been asked to start preparing land and ensure early planting due to the current climatic changes.
Call me Alema Emmanuel Yotre, working for Siova. With the onset of rain right now, we normally emphasize to our farmers that let's prepare our land early. At least with the first rain, if you are able to plant some of these diseases, you can be able to do away with them. We encourage farmers to plant early so that they benefit from the first nitrogen flush. Because of the climate change, you will notice that the varieties that were produced those days can no longer perform the way the current varieties performing. This current variety is brought so that the climate change with its impact right now can be foregone. So that is why we're encouraging our farmers to plant the latest variety so that they don't suffer those previous diseases.
Now, are you trying to tell farmers to do away with the previous varieties completely?
There are those lands which are really virgin, where you have never planted anything before. Those ones, they will definitely do well. There are those places that are not really virgin. You have been doing cultivation with the time here and there. So when you continue with those local varieties, they will not perform well. But when you go for the latest, you will perfectly harvest well. So that is why we are encouraging people to change with the changing technology.
Now, you talked of early planting. What will you tell farmers to do with the current results we are receiving?
With the climate change, you cannot predict there's going to be a rain constant or it is going to be a dry spell. You cannot tell. But what I normally tell people, we need to go for climate smart seeds to cap up these situations, such that even if rain is to stop for 1 or 2 weeks, it can fight for itself. We cannot advise people to really go for production at the moment, but I'm assuming at this period your gardens are ready to start planting.
Which agronomic practices will encourage farmers to undertake with the current challenges brought by the climate change?
I would encourage people to go for things like mulching to make sure that even if rain stops for like 1 or 2 weeks, your plants can be able to survive. We should do deep cultivation so that when it rains, the rain can be held in this soil for a longer period of time.
Meanwhile,